The OCD and Anxiety Podcast by Robert James Coaching. Hello and welcome to the OCD and Anxiety Podcast, where we explore how to have a more positive relationship with anxiety disorders, taking back control so that you can start living the life you choose and not the one chosen by your fears. Hello and welcome to episode 379. I hope that you're doing marvellously well today. However, if you are struggling with OCD or anxiety, as you may know, you can get a free session with me. To get that, you can head over to my website, robertjamescoaching.com. There you can book in for that free session directly, or if you prefer, you can send me a message and let me know about what you're struggling with. In today's podcast, I'm going to be talking about the importance of being able to do nothing and still not ruminate. Sometimes it's really important that we do actually learn how to do nothing. So often we're so busy all the time, and actually learning how to be quiet and to still kind of not ruminate in those quiet times is a really important skill to develop. If you find the podcast helpful, it would be great if you could follow and like on Instagram. My Instagram handle is at robertjamescoachinguk. Please also, if you listen and use YouTube on a regular basis, you can head over there now if you like and follow and subscribe there, because I'm often posting now on YouTube. Many thanks, guys. I really hope that you enjoy. And if you have any questions at all, do please let me know. Off we go. Here's a great quote by Andy Warhol to get us started today, and it is this: you need to let the little things that would ordinarily bore you suddenly thrill you. And I really, really love this quote, because I think sometimes a big part of OCD is actually learning that skill. You know, the more that I speak to people who struggle with OCD and anxiety, the more I get this sense that so many people are kind of getting caught up in these obsessive thoughts, because it kind of it may sound strange on the face of it, but when we start getting involved in all of this obsessive thinking, you know, and we're kind of getting caught up in that cycle of OCD, in a way, we're kind of distracting ourselves. We're distracting ourselves maybe from unpleasant emotions, maybe from difficult experiences. Maybe we're kind of disassociating a little bit from doing all of that thinking, you know. But maybe also sometimes, maybe it's possible that we're also distracting ourselves from, you know, boredom, from situations where we are literally just bored, because boredom in itself can be a kind of form of anxiety. It can be painful. It can be very uncomfortable to be bored. And certainly I remember as a kid on long summer holidays, you know, complaining to my parents that I was bored, and they would tell me that I just don't have enough imagination and that I need to get out there and go and do something. And, you know, often there was actually some truth to that. And when you did actually focus your attention on something, you know, the hours would whittle away themselves. And, you know, I think so much of our culture today is really kind of taken up by filling up any loose or spare time that we have at all with some form of entertainment. You know, we're not able, or increasingly we find it difficult, it seems, to kind of just stand in a queue without actually doing something, without pulling out our phones and being entertained by something. The same could be said for many different situations. You know, even you know, sometimes when I'm trying to watch a TV series on Netflix, for example, you know, if there's some kind of down moments during that series where there's not much happening in that particular episode, you know, I feel that kind of urge and that temptation to bring out the phone and just pay attention to it a little bit, maybe check out the news or see what's happening, you know. And we kind of want to be distracted or entertained you know, so much of the time. And could it be that OCD, a part of it, is kind of related to that? I'm not saying that it definitely is. You know, it's just an idea that I'm kind of playing with here. But I think there could be some truth to it, that by constantly distracting ourselves from boredom through different means, and maybe some of those means is actually just getting lost in our thoughts and, you know, thinking about all of the different obsessions and things that we're struggling with and performing those various compulsions, it kind of stops us from experiencing different states of boredom. Another thing that I often hear people talking about when it comes to OCD is the challenge of actually kind of doing nothing, being at home, not having much to do, and actually not engaging in rumination during those moments. Obviously, a big part of the coaching and things that I do is focused on acceptance commitment therapy. And the idea, or one of the main ideas of acceptance commitment therapy, is to practice this ability, this innate ability, actually, that we all have to refocus our attention back onto the present moment, you know, and to ideally focus on a valued activity. Because when we do this, it helps us to let go of the rumination, let go of the thoughts. It brings us back into the present, and it helps us to feel more grounded. And often the anxiety begins to move on. The issue with this, though, is, and some people point this out, is that, you know, does that mean that you always have to be doing stuff, you know, in order to manage your OCD? Does that mean that you always have to be busying yourself? You know, and of course, the answer to that is no. You don't always have to be incessantly doing things in order to manage your OCD. Sometimes, you know, we do need to just chill out. We do need to just do nothing and just sit there and just have 5 minutes of just relaxing. The issue is, though, I think for people with OCD and anxiety, often when we do just sit there and we do nothing, unfortunately, the monkey mind effect takes place. And this is where, you know, the mind jumps around and it almost is looking for things to worry about. It's looking for things to fixate on so that you've got something to do, something to worry about, something to get anxious about, something to obsess about. And, you know, it's really frustrating because you're probably sat there thinking, well, I just want to relax. I sat down on the sofa. I just wanted to have 5 minutes of relaxation. And here I am. I'm caught up in that obsession again. Oh, it's so annoying. It's so frustrating. And, you know, this is true. And I think we have to be realistic about that. I think we have to, you know, reflect honestly with ourselves and you know, and think about the fact that, yeah, okay, we do struggle with obsessive thinking. We do struggle with anxiety. Unfortunately, when we do just sit down and try to chill, sometimes more of that might come up. Now, it doesn't mean that you can't just sit and not do very much. It's really, in my experience, how you do that kind of nothingness, the quality of mind that you bring to that state of not doing very much. And actually, this is where kind of mindfulness and meditation comes in. Now, I'm not going to say that you need to do some specific formal kind of meditation or something like that in that moment where you're just trying to relax on the sofa. But actually, learning how to kind of pay attention to the present moment as you're sat there, you know, can actually be really, really beneficial because you're not doing anything. You're actually giving your mind and all that thinking a rest, and you're focusing on the present. You're anchoring yourself in the present, and you're giving yourself a rest. And so often, this is what we need when we are stuck in the OCD mindset. You know, we activate the sympathetic nervous response. We get really wound up. We feel a lot of anxiety. And we just need to sometimes give all of that a break, you know, actually give our bodies and our minds a bit of a rest from it. And so, you know, choosing to do nothing sometimes is really important. But how you do it, as I just mentioned, is, in my experience, is really bringing a certain quality of mind to that nothingness that you're doing. Can you be more aware of your body as you're sat there in the sofa? Can you just notice how your body feels, perhaps. Can you be aware of how the sofa supports your body? Can you notice the fabric, the texture of the fabric of the sofa that you're sat on? Can you pay attention to different things that are around you in the room? Can you make sure that you actually stay in the room during that time that you're trying to do nothing? You know, and what do I mean by staying in the room? Well, we know what it's like with OCD. So often we are in our heads and we're in our imaginations. We are thinking, we're bringing all of these different ideas together about our obsessions, about our fears. We're struggling. And, you know, ideally, you don't want to be doing that. You want to be present. You want to be in the actual room. And one of the ways that we can anchor ourselves to actually stay in the room is just to pay attention to different objects. Move your attention slowly, you know, from object to object. Pay attention to each object. Notice things about it. You're not necessarily thinking so much or too much about the object in great detail. You're just noticing things about it, what it's made from, whether it's shiny or dull, you know, what color it is. It doesn't really matter. You're just noticing the form, the shape. You know, you can even go and pick an object up. Pick an object up if you want and actually weigh it in your hand, and that can be helpful as well. But the idea here is that, you know, if you are going to sit and do nothing, remember that there is this kind of monkey mind effect. We are very likely, unfortunately, to just start worrying, thinking about things. But if you chill out and actually you try to do things that anchor you in the present moment instead, then actually that kind of doing nothing experience can be very beneficial. You're practicing being in the present moment. You're giving yourself a bit of a rest. You know, and it can be really, really helpful. Other things that you can do that are similar, you know, you can actually choose to pay attention to the breath, for example, which would be more of a kind of obvious kind of meditation or mindfulness exercise. You may choose to just sit and listen to the sounds that you can hear as you're sat there doing nothing, noticing other people in the house or the apartment, for example, noticing sounds coming from outside. All of these things really are about getting more in touch with your senses, whether that's touch, whether that is sight, whether that's hearing, whether that's smell, no matter what it is, just trying to get in touch with any of those senses or all of them, depending on what's going on in the environment that you're in, and trying to use those to ground you and anchor you in the present moment so that you stay focus, you don't get stuck in your head with things. And then actually that doing nothing becomes a positive experience. And really learning how to do nothing sometimes in this kind of way, I think it really can be very beneficial. So yeah, there we go, guys. I really hope that you enjoyed that one. If you have any questions at all about anything I've spoken about today, do please let me know. And I will see you next time. Just a quick reminder that if you want to get a free session, all you need to do to get that is to head over to my website, www.robertjamescoaching.com. And there you can leave me a message and we can arrange the free session. And now just a quick reminder of my disclaimer. Any information that you view on my website, Instagram page, Facebook group, or anywhere else online, or any information that you listen to on the podcast is for informational purposes only and is not intended to be a substitute for actual medical or mental health advice from a doctor, psychologist, or any other medical or mental health professional.